any necessity of being seated in the position we are now here? That might be a simple question, but then, if one doesn't know, ask what?
Then
if I bring to me, today, in the present world, we are having people who are who are told how to pray is dead, isn't it?
Idolatry.
Some for me, others for me.
Idolatry.
The present birth control that is being practiced, is it good to practice birth control as far as the Krishna society is concerned?
Krishna society, private, illicit sex. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that dharma virudhya kamosmi, kama, lust, sex desire. Krishna says that sex desire, it is not against the religious principle. That is, Karma avirudha, to realize Krishna, every shape of life, you can realize God, provided you practice. That is called bhakti yoga. That is called Krishna consciousness. That's like Krishna says that, Rasuham Apsu Kantiya. And the taste of the water. So everyone drinks water and feels satisfaction when he is thirsty. When he drinks water, he becomes satisfied with the taste of the water. Krishna says, I am the taste. So, how one can say that I do not know God, I have not seen God, I have not experienced of God. Yet God says, here is I. Similarly, he says that Prabhasmi Sasitujaya, I am the sign of the sun, of the moon. So who has not seen the signing of the sun or the moon? Everyone has seen. So how do they say that, can you show me God? Why don't you see God here? Why don't you see God in the taste of water? Why don't you see God in the sunshine? Why don't you see God in moonshine? Similarly, Krishna says, dharma avurudhya kamasmi, the lust and the lust desire, there you are for God. So, what is that? What kind of lust? Dharma virudhya, which is not against religion. So the sex life is not enough. Because eating, sleeping, making and defending, that is the necessity of the body. You cannot stop it. So there is confession that you can have sex life only for the living children, for no other purpose. If you use sex life for any other purpose, that is against religious principles. There are other rules and regulations that you can have sex with your wife 5 days after menstrual period. And if she is pregnant, then you cannot have sex work. So if you have sex life more than this, that is against religious principles. And if you become against religious principles, then you become sinful. And if you become sinful, then you cannot make progress towards God realization. Because sinful man cannot make progress in God realization. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Dīrham antarvatam pāpam. One who has finished his business in sinful activity. Janālāṁ puṇya-karmānāṁ. They are engaged in pious activity. Such person, dandamahon in mukta, becomes delivered from all dualities and dandamahon bhajanti māna dhiravṛta, then becomes perfect devotee. So all these restrictions, illicit sex life, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, are prohibited just to give you protection from sinful life. Because if you remain sinful, then you cannot make progress in God. Therefore these restrictions are there. No energy. Then one word, no illicit sex. Even if you have sex life with your wife, beyond that limit, only once in a month, after menstrual period, 5 days. That is also illicit, sir.
And it's also
illicit, sir. So, because the basic principle is that if you become more and more materially attached, then you cannot become free from this material bondage. Our present problem is that we are bound up by the material laws. Sulamahi Maya. We are strictly bound up. Just as even in your ordinary dealings, suppose if you eat more, I can immediately get indigestion. Suppose salt is very important item for our eating. But if salt is put more in the vegetables, you cannot take it. And if there is no salt, how you cannot take it? Or give me a little salt. So you have to take salt exactly to the amount which is necessary, nothing more, nothing less. That is nature's law. So if you violate nature's law, then you become immediately entrapped. Therefore, these things apply. If you really require liberation, but people do not understand that I am in a very miserable condition of life. That is Maya. Just as Mr. Patel was complaining to so many things. Are they not miserable condition of life? So, we are entrapped by these material laws, and beyond this material life, there is another life. that you do not know. And human life is made for becoming prepared to go back to that life, because we are eternal.
Eternal life.
Yes, eternal life, we are eternal, but at the present moment we have no eternal life.
What is
that
eternal life?
Eternal life means that there is no birth, death, disease and old age. That is eternal.
When is that going to be?
When you come to the spiritual platform, that is possible.
Is there any eternal life, other life than the one we have at the moment?
Yes.
Which is more supernatural?
Supernatural.
Would that be in a gathering of people where people will be living together?
Oh yes, there are many people. Here in this non-eternal life, only a fragmental portion of the living entity. Fragmental portion. All the living entity is within this universe. This is one universe. There are unlimited, innumerable universes. Just like you will see in innumerable planets within this one universe. Similarly, there are innumerable universes, innumerable suns, moons and other planets. And all of them combined together, that is the one form manifestation of God's will. That is it. He can't see, you know, speak to whatever.
So this is the conclusive evidence that there will be the so-called the system of things. That is, God will bring an end to the world, is it? And then we go to the new world? Is that what it means? The supernatural life, this is what is not attained in the present world.
As you are combination, the church will understand, you are combination of matter and spirit. You are talking with me. You are thinking that you are talking with your tongue, or with your intelligence, with your brain. But one thing is there, as soon as that spirit soul is gone from the tongue will remain there, the brain substance will remain there, but no more stuff. If you are thinking that the tongue is talking, the brain is darkness, there is mystery. The soul is darkness through the instrument of the tongue and brain. So these instruments are material. Therefore, they are temporary. Anything material is temporary. The material law is that anything is born or manufactured at a certain date, it remains for some time, then there are some byproducts, then there is deterioration, then it is finished. This is the material. So you have got a body, material body, which is born at a certain date. It will continue to certain date. It will expand. It will give some byproducts. Then it will be old or deteriorate, and then it will change. I am identifying with this body, therefore I am thinking that I am also finished with this body. But I am not finished.
So life is a byproduct of an individual. So this life is a byproduct.
Life is, at the present moment, we have got a short duration of life to fulfill a certain program. That's all. That is called karma. And when this body is finished, then you begin another chapter. That chapter may be very good or very bad. Because good and bad, both things are there in the material world. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. That's why we are a human being. But your form of life is different from his form of life. His form of life is different from his form of life. Why? Because according to my desire and karma, I have got a particular type of body. Similarly, in this life also, according to a particular type of work and mentality and everything, you get another body. But all these lives are temporal for a few years. That is our material condition. Everyone likes to have a permanent settlement. There is enough, it's patient. But nature will not allow. That is nature's law. Therefore, the solution of problems means how to get out of the clutches of the material world and come to the physical class. Tattā dīhaṁ sunat janmā naiti māmeti. So we are giving people the clue to understand the value of his life and prepare oneself in this life so that next life we can get permanent. That is it.
That is why I want to do good things.
Yes, definitely. If you want to be cured, just like it's a disease, if you want to be cured, the physician gives you prescription, something does, do it or something, do not. Do not do it and do it. If you are serious about curing a disease, similarly, if you want to cure your this material disease means birth, death, old age and disease, then you have to accept some regulative law. Some do and some do not. It's as we are prescribing. Very simple. The student that you chant it in the that's the way. At least it's not the real. And you do not. Don't have any success life. Don't have intoxication. Don't have nicotine. Don't do that. So that these are the four regulative principles and chant. Very simple. Anyone can do. Now these boys and girls, they are European Americans. From their birth they are habituated to this habit. But they have stopped. And they are not happy. So our program is only very simple. But improvement is very quick and evident that it can do. What do you think, Mr. Chakras? You improvement, the world is astonished. The Americans are asking them, are you Americans? They put not name him in government. They are asking, how you have stopped intoxication, you are spending so much money for stopping intoxication energy. But that's given up. But as soon as they come to meet it, and then they say, stop this, immediately. How they can stop.
So there are people who don't take the intoxicant, neither do they smoke, neither do they do all sorts of bad things, but still they follow no illumination, no text that they follow. Where do those people stand?
But you see, I say there are some gurus and several gurus.
So do you say gurus?
Yes. If they are following both, the Jews are also following. They are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That will give you protection. Simply negative will not do. Just like a child, if he says, don't play. Now, he can stop for some time. But if you don't give him some engagement in education, then he will create mischief. Similarly, simply do not feel it, not help. You have to accept rules of it. Then your life is accepted. They are accepted more. Do not and the do. So anyone who gets up this training can become purified. Transcendent, he becomes purified. Then he goes to perfection, he goes back to home, back to love. So you have to save your body, that's the path. Or you have to die. So after death, we are not program. Home. Very nice home. Tattādi haṁ punar janma naiti. One does not come back to take birth in this material world. Then, where does he go? As the atheist philosopher says, after the destruction of the body, is everything finished? No. Tattādi haṁ punar janma naiti, māme iti. He comes to me.
He says all material things
are
good, but the beginning and the end. Now, these are one material sort of thing.
Yes, this is what we love.
The beginning and the end will end.
Yes.
And where shall we be? All the living, the living creatures then.
At that time?
The material world gets finished.
Yes, that is said. Pratitin janti mamita. Just like you are, when you are dead, your body is dead, then what do you leave? You get another body, but not that immediately, you get another body.
Immediately.
You know, after end of this body, you get another body.
After how long?
He said, therefore I say, after how long, how? So the intermediate period, you live somewhere. That you live in the womb of your mother, next body. That means 7 months living. That is it.
I have proof. That is a country called America already, and a group that a place known as India, because some Asians are going to India and back here to tell me the truth towards India. Americans are going to America and freedom to Britain, to the United Kingdom, and they've already come back here to confirm to us that there's such a place called hell. And it's ever been proved by an individual.
Oh, yes.
So that people
many times
are given new bodies and they come to the world and live.
Oh yes. Many. Therefore you accept the statement of the authority. That's what Krishna says. Krishna says in the fourth chapter in Bhagavad Gita you see, Krishna says that this system of yoga, first of all I explain, to the sun god, Imam Vivakshati Yugam Prasthaman Ahamabhayam. So Arjuna inquired that Krishna, you are born with me, you are contemporary of the same age. How can I believe that you instructed this yoga system to the sun god, that means in some millions of years ago? So Krishna answered that both you and me at many births, but you have forgotten, I remember. But that is the difference between God and ordinary human. We may forget, but God does not forget. Or, very highly elevated devotees of God, they also do not forget. We get information from such persons, God, Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, Vasita, many. But we get information from there. So you get any information. Suppose people are going to the moon planet. You read in the papers, dimensions, scientists are called to the moon planet. So, who believes, is it not? But if it did not go personally, how do you believe it?
Because
it's been there, they came to heaven. That's right. Krishna is quite personally telling, Narada is quite personally telling,
who has not experienced. Who Krishna died and resurrected
and was raised? Yeah.
Krishna.
Nobody died. You do not die, I do not die, Krishna do not die. Nobody died.
But Krishna.
But you don't remember Krishna.
He died and then was born again.
Nobody died. Why do you say died? He said, nobody died.
What
happened? A changed body. Nobody died. First of all, try to understand this. Just like if you change your discourse, does it mean to die? You may appear next day with another form. You do not die. Just like in this life, you had a body, a bright body. Dead body, like a boy, dead body. So you remember all these things. But yes, I had this body. So that body has gone. But you are still there. Unless he becomes liberated, goes back to home, back to father, he has to die, dead body, repeated.
So,
when you
hero the Christian,
don't bring in Christian as Hindu, talk of philosophy. You're talking of philosophy.
Now, you see, it is a question I'm driving at. When I say, do you know them? I know you're part of them, even if you've never associated with them. But they say that there is a place called it as. I've never seen the place. Not many has ever seen the place.
So how do they say?
They say the world will end.
That's all. How do they say?
And that people will be saying it from themselves.
That's all right. How do they say? You believe them?
They say.
But they say, but you believe them?
Well, that was the only form of quantity that we have.
But before how did it say that the Christian religion like that, where do they get the authority for that statement?
Where they get?
Just like the same understand, like you believe that the Americans or the Russians went to the moon planet. So how do you believe it?
I believe because somebody went there and back.
That somebody you have not met. But the scientist, it is stated in the paper. That means by the statement of the paper, he believes. Because he gave the paper and I got it. Is it not?
Yeah.
You did not go.
I did.
But you read in the paper. And you take the authority of the paper, that will believe it.
I believe through the paper.
Yes. Then you believe from the paper.
And we also believe this through the paper.
Yes, that's all. As we believe through the paper, we believe through the basic knowledge.
Veda.
The original book of knowledge. Veda means the original book of knowledge.
Vedic house next to Barbier Bank. There's a Vedic house. V-E-D-I-C, Vedic house. It is from that word, you know. Veda, V-E-D-A, Ved means knowledge.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
There is authoritative Vedas. That is, time no more, right? And the system of basic civilization is that if it is stated in the Veda, we accept. That is true. Shruti Pramana, it is called Shruti. Veda's another name is Shruti. Shruti. So Shruti Pramana, whenever we require any evidence, if it is stated from the Vedas. That example I've given several times. Those are followers of Vedas. It's like cow dung. Cow dung. You understand cow dung?
Cow dung.
Cow dung.
Cow dung.
That is the stool of an animal.
Yes.
But in the Vedas, you find that if you touch the stool of an animal, you become impure. Immediately you should wash. The Hindus, the Vedic followers, they do it. As soon as they touch even his own stool, go to the toilet, and because the stool is already there in the belly, in the abdomen, and as soon as it comes out, I'll become impure. That's very system. We cannot argue. The stool is already there in the abdomen. And it has come out. So how I become impure? But Veda says, yes, you become impure. You immediately take a bath and wash your cloth. But very thing as a following. Similarly, again, the Veda says that if you touch a stool of the cow, you become pure. Now you can argue, how is that? Once he says that if you touch the stool of an animal, human being is also animal, you become impure, and how he says that cow dung is pure. It is practically contradiction. But all Hindus, they take cow dung as pure. In the morning, they drink cow dung and put with water and smear all over the houses. And you find practically, if that a mopping is cow dung is there, even if it is very thinly placed, immediately you find it placed. In the village, they haven't got big houses like this. They've got, but the cleanliness is with powder. Is it not? So, the powder is the tool of an enemy. You can argue that when I touch my own stool, I become impure. Now you say the stool of an animal, cow, that is pure. That's a fact. You can see practically. Therefore, if you want to respect his touch, you can go on. But if you check directly knowledge from Veda, as you said, that, you get the thing immediately. That is good. Therefore, the very civilization is that whatever I say, if it is confirmed by the Vedic statement, then my own is perfect. I don't require to make research. That is the Vedic system. Rajveda, Dhanurveda, Yajurveda, so many Vedas. Vedas mean knowledge. Perfect knowledge. That's a Vedic follower. What is that? House? Vedic house?
This is the property of Arya.
Maybe. And the word is Vedic. So, Vedic knowledge is perfect. But unfortunately, we interpret Vedic knowledge. That is not that. If we interpret, then what is the authority of Veda? If you want to test Vedic version by checking with your imperfect knowledge or senses, then that Vedic knowledge becomes subservient to your test. That is not that. Therefore, we do not change a single word to take it as it is. That is acceptable. The same example. Veda says the cow dung is pure, it is, without a doubt. Don't ask. What is the use of argument? It is confined. Vedic knowledge is perfect. Whatever knowledge is given there, that is perfect. Why shall I argue? If I argue, then what is the perfection? If he Vedic knowledge depending on my spirit, then what is the authority? Have an imperfect person. And if Vedas has to be accepted by my imperfect care, then what is the authority of Vedas?
But then, Swamiji, those who are ignorant, to them the questions is
arise. Ignorant, Veda is for the ignorant. Because we are ignorant, that we have to take center of the Vedic knowledge. That is Vedic ignorance. Sarvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacchet. Just like you go to school, you take the assistance of a teacher and become educated. Similarly, you have to take the knowledge, Vedic knowledge, from the real person who has learned Veda by the disciple's temptation. That is the way. You cannot interpret. Just like we are teaching, what we are teaching. The same way, the basic knowledge, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, the basic knowledge. The Krishna says, Sarva Dharmān Parisrajya Mahamekam Sarvandhu. So what is our Jesus? Our Jesus is to speak the same thing. We are speaking, are propagating, asking people that you take truth is a concept. They surrender to truth. So we have no difficulty. But because we are speaking the same truth, as it is in the Bhagavad Gita, it is written for you. That's the principle. I am a manufacturer of anything. What is this Hare Krishna? Everyone knows Hare Krishna. But I am placing them properly. It is written for you. Within 4 and 5 years, they spread all over the world. The only technique is that I am not adulterating. That is my trade. And what is that trade? It is very easy. Krishna says, the Sarva Dharmān Parityajya Mahamekam Sarvanam Vraja. I say to my disciple, here is Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Saranga, and your life is successful. You can believe it. There is nothing difficult. Simply you have to take as it is. That is the authority of Veda. As soon as you interpret, you become the same. Any. Then there is no effect. That's why if a doctor says, if you take this medicine, in such and such goes. But if you say, no, let me add something. The same way, that's like yours. If you can take salt in such purpose, you cannot take more, you cannot take less. This is very nice. It cannot incorporate a single word. You have to take it as it is. Then it will be. And it is practically being done. I am very careful not to adulterate. That is effective. We are also following my instruction, as it is in the Vedas. Krishna says, Visamanta Vadam Papa. So these 4 pillars of Papa, sinful life. I say, don't do this. Then, your father. I say, chant. The Veda says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yavkevalam, चलो नास्ति वो नास्ति वो गतिरन्न था फाइजे अभी मच्छर ठीक है. That is the relationship between the spiritual master, Acharya. And it is, Acharya must know what is there in the Vedic Shastra. And who personally accept it and teach it. That is an reverse. So, if the Acharya is adulterated, if the student is adulterated, then it will not take place. The strict smallness very highly affect English. Besides, a woman and man, sexual intercourse, if the man is powerful, he has got real strength, after the girl is pregnant. And if the woman is not desired, similarly, he is the student and the master is pure, and the instruction is pure, then it is perfect. There is no jugglery or magic. They say, Swamiji, you have done magic. But I have not done anything magic. My magic is that I am present in things as it is. And that is accepted as it is, and it is being accepted. There is no secret, it is obvious secret. Simply obsessed, strictly according to the principles, then it is.
Huh? And therefore,
there is no question. Yes, that is Vedic love. And I said also, that I was explaining yesterday, the system is that their basic principle of treatment is three elements, copper, pitta, body. See, within this body, these things are working. When they are working in parallel lines, in order, there is no disease. They cannot change it. Neutral state. As soon as copper, pitta, vayu becomes increased, one for balance, then there is disease. So that can be understood that their only technique is to study the pulse. Therefore, symptoms. If the pulse is fitting like this, then it is due to increase of copper. If the pulse is sitting like this, that is their sign. So, even in these days, if you go to very experienced and very physician, you just half an hour at least to study how your pulse is. Narigya. And immediately, this pulse fitting is a formula. The formula, if the pulse is beating like this, then this is the disease. And this is the symptom. So immediately, according to that formula, you ask, do you get the symptom? Yes. Do you get this? You know, do you do not like this? Yes. Then it's called for. But immediately the medicine is here. But this symptom, this medicine. So in Ayurvedic system, there is no experiment. There is no dissection. You see? There is no urine analysis or blood analysis. So many parameters. X-ray. Simply X-ray. There is no study. But here, how the matter is simplified. Simply try to study the pulse beating. And the symptoms are stated in these. Similarly, we are doing this. That we understand from the Vedic knowledge that anyone who is sinfully attracted, he cannot have any God reality. So how to make him sinless? Oh, they are said Atyasthanapana dhuta jatra papas chaturvidha. Sinful life means these four things. Illicit sex life, intoxication, nicotine, and jam. Jatra papas chaturvidha. These four kinds of sinful life. These are the pillars of all sinful life. And if you make a study, that all sinful activities are going on these four pillars. Illicit sex life, gambling, nicotine, and intoxication. When you become too much intoxicated, habituated to intoxicants, you don't, fear to become a thief, feel that as poverty, more as poverty to them. The beginning is this. So if you avoid this, then your sinful life will stop. And actually your sinful life will stop, you can realize. These are all the things. So we have a very simple formula and the basic knowledge. People who simply agree to accept it, then their life is suffering. But they do not agree. What can I do? The other two things are
difficult. Not
at all difficult.
Those who are.
What they have lost is what? By thought. We have changed individuals. What is the difference? By giving up nicotine, what is the difference? It is thinking because that is Maya. You are thinking difficult.
Because
it is not at all difficult. How this was they gave up? Illicit sex life was allowed in Europe and America from the very childhood. How they have done that?
And some people, you know, they take pleasure.
That's all life.
And that's
but if you like it and give it up, that's possible. And that's good enough. That status you can maintain if you do the good. Chance. That is perfect. Both. So, the process of Krishna consciousness movement is very simple. Very, very simple. And there is no difficulty at all. Simply on the pedigree.
But to start with.
That because the satsang, therefore we are opening center to come to our association, and that this was, first of all, they were not asked. That's all. You have to do this. If I ask, how can you do? No. If they come, that is also very nice for us. If you simply come, you don't do this, simply go on here, it will come. But if you do not come, people do not come in. That means they have no willingness.
They don't want to do
anything, you know, simple. If you don't want to do something, therefore Krishna says, Manushanam Sahasrayesu Kachidyatati Siddha. Out of many thousands and millions of people, one becomes interested in Krishna consciousness. It is not an ordinary thing. Manushanam sahasresu kaschid jatatisi. Jatatama visi jhanam kaschid vetivam tattam. It is difficult, very difficult. But one intelligent person, although he knows it is very difficult, why not try? And that is intelligent. What is the difficulty? At the starting, because they are not eating meat, we are giving them better food. Kacholi, lichi, sandesh, sweetballs, samosa, and fish. Anyone who comes, oh, it is very nice. So what is the loss there? Now here is a brahmachari, here is a grihastha, here is a sannyasa, according to your suitability, you can remain a brahmachari, or you can become a sannyasa, or you remain a grihastha. There is no such that you have to become a sannyasa. No. You remain a grihastha, but don't spoil your life. You chant Hare Krishna mantra, you follow the rules of regulation of the grihastha life, you become perfect. So for everyone there is chance. And it is not that because according to Vedic system there are four castes, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and lower than the Shudras, Panchama. So it is not prohibited for anyone. Anyone can take, the Brahman can take, the Sutra can take, the Hadas who is less than Sutra, they can take. Kirata Hunanda Sulinda Bhukkasari Yasambhaja Unapasada Jannika Papa Yadupasraya Sraya. So, the goal is open for everyone. The matter is very simple. Simply you have to take it and become successful in your life. And the knowledge is perfect from the Veda. Knowledge is up to you. You take it and not take it, you take it, you have to. So, I will because it is your interest that instead of arguing, continuing, it plays check to this business, chant Hare Krishna mantra and take prasad. Is that very difficult?
No,
sorry. Huh? Come here, sir. Now, see, sir, we are inviting you, come here, chant Hare Krishna mantra, dance and take prasad. That is also difficult. That is also difficult. And chanting, dancing, that's a pleasure. And after that, taking prasadam, that is another pleasure. That is also doing it. Then what can you do?
That's
why there is no necessity. Yes. Then you must have a if there is dancing in the ball dance hall, how the people will go? But this dancing, I know what you've done. That is my. My idea is, oh, why are you going there? Go better dance there. So we have to little protect ourselves from the dictation of my idea. That is what is it said. Mami vaja prapadante. If you become little strong and determined, No, I shall not go to the ball dance, I shall go to the Krishna consciousness. Then you'll have to. That much determination you must. That is up to you. And we are distributing this knowledge free. That topmost knowledge we are distributing free, don't charge. What is wrong? Suppose I ask you, please chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds. It is very easy. So, if you chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna mantra, what is your loss? If there is gain, why don't you take it? There is a story that an old woman was dying and her son said, Mother, you chant Hare Krishna. So when they are repeating, Mother, chant Hare Krishna. So she became disgusted. Why I cannot say so many words? I cannot say so many words, but not Hare Krishna. Just four words only, or eight or seven. Two words. I cannot say only one. This is also. We can waste our time in so many ways, but as I say, the chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 now is busy. Oh, I cannot say. This is our problem. So we have to become a little strong. Yes, as mine, I must. I must. Consider it. What is your loss? So that is your request. That Harinama, 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 Gopivalam, Kalo Nasi, Vanasi, Vagadivalam. Very simple message. There is a drive to break the nose, to make the head down, and back has yoga, and he becomes God within 6 months. And these teachings, these recitations, brilliant. A simple thing, chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 down, please have it. What can you do? And the result is, the Americans, what they want, that is a country of dollars. $10, $15, $20, $5 is nothing for in this country. Daily they can spend in 1 hour. They're so rich. Anyone can earn thousands of rupees in our Indian exchange. Besides, their lowest payment is $400. So $400 in India exchange is 4,000 rupees. The one who is getting 4,000 rupees per month, he's a rich man. And in America, that is the lowest. That is the lowest for the poorest man. And they are earning 50,000, 20,000, 25,000. The money is ready. So, they have got enough money, they have got enough women, they have got enough wine, in our collateral house, but they're disgusted. Now, young boys and girls, they become hippies, practice. They think there is no life. So if we imitate only on these four things, enough woman, iman, enough intoxication, enough meditation, enough gambling, he'll fail, because they have already failed. It's a fact. Now it has become a problem. So many young men, they have become hippies. They are not working at all. The government, without finding any other cause, they have created this fact now, they are killing these guys. The Bhagavan soul is for killing the poor boy. The call that come on, go to you. Are they going to say? There are no means. But here is the means, Hare Krishna movement. That's what they say. So, you are growing nature. You should grow like Americans and Europe. Never be happy. Take this culture, you get. That is the but Roman situation. somebody has become happy with this material advancement, so we cannot change material advancement, but we simply want to change the consciousness. He is Krishna consciousness. It's like Arjuna. He was not caught hiding that is material, but his consciousness was changed. He won't do that. He do industry. He do material advancement, but change your consciousness. That is our moment. Do not stop. Sister Ramay advised Arjuna, you take sannyas and go to Himalaya. And can't hurry this. No. That is not our program. It's you. You are protected. Kataramanatam of Bhaktal and Siddhi of Devara. You remain engaged in your occupation and duty. But he gets the power. Kataramana. That's your duty. Then he gets and he sees the half part of the time. We never say that you stop your business, stop your profession, and go to Himalaya. No, you simply say, Chan Hare Krishna. There was a caricature speaker, Peter. Well, it was.
Do you want to magazine?
Come on. One old gentleman and an old lady. The old lady requested her husband, Chan, Chan, Chan. And the old man is saying, Chan, Chan, Chan. We are simply asking people, Chan, Chan, Chan. And they're replying, Chan, Chan, Chan. This is all. If you people simply say, yes, 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 then everything, the whole thing is changed. But they love it. They say, come, come,
power is in
the nature. Because you associate
with God. But is it not that if you follow his actions, that is much, much more strong?
What is that action? Okay. You are fool, rascal. What is your action? Now I have to use strong language. What is your action? What is the value of your action? No. Just like this, what is the value of your action? They are simply the protector from being mischievous activities. If you are ignorant, if you do not know the value of your life, what is the value of your activity?
Yeah, but there could be a mass of people who might be chanting the name, but if they don't know what they are chanting for them.
Right, they will know everything. Deshmin vijyati sadhavayam vijyatam bhavanti. Do you need to say they are fools because they are chanting?
No, but they are educated.
Educated is not educated. Even though he is not educated, he ignores everything. That is the effect. They are saved. Then you have to go to the Vedic Indian. Jasmin Vidyate Sarvamangam Vidyatam Bhavanti. If you know the Supreme, absolute truth, then everything becomes revealed to you. You are here challenging so many philosophers, so many scientists. Does it mean that I was a student of science? No. But you can challenge. Because the knowledge is revealed. That's like, when I told transfer to the government reporter came to me, asked me, tell me what is your opinion about the moon planet going. I said, it should be worth of time and not nothing. I asked them, shall I speak plain or shall I chatter you? No, speak plain. I said, it should be worth of time and nonsense. I'm not a scientist. How could I say? How could I say? I'm really blessed. यदि बात तो नहीं मेरी भगवत गीता की जानती देव बता देवा कितनी जानती विकसित बता मूल प्लानिट हुई संस्या और नाम की प्लानिट अभी देगा So, you have to be done. A devotee of the demigod, a cultivate that knowledge, from here, then you will get the body to be transferred in that flesh. You cannot go in this body. Now, how we can improve this argument? We get knowledge unless they have trained themselves how to go to the moon planet. They cannot go. We take it. So therefore, how much they may, how much they may try to go there, they cannot go. But how can I say on the Vedic sense? You are not saying that. Just like one can say, suppose one African is trying to go to India or say UK. So, if I see that he has not passport and visa, then I can immediately say, oh, he cannot go. There is no necessity of knowledge how I say. I say because he has no passport and visa, he cannot go. Similarly, from the basic knowledge, we understand, unless one becomes a devotee of that particular type or demigod, he cannot go. Therefore, we can say, hey, you cannot go. I was going to try with this machine. That's not possible. This is possible. I'm not a scientist. I'm not criticizing the scientific process. But because I know that the Vedas say that they cannot go, I say it cannot go. Now the Vedas say they cannot go, then we challenge. So let the scientists come and prove. That is it. Let them go. Now they are silent. By making so much fault for the propaganda. Now they are silent. They are not going this way, they say. You cannot go to America by fault, by your machine. You have to take the visa, immigration visa. So how can you go to the moon planet? You get from the Vedic knowledge that the moon planet one gets 10,000 of years, life. And that planet is very cold. They drink Somarasa. These are all the Vedic scriptures. So all the Vedic scriptures are fresh. He can challenge anyone. Therefore, the Vedic knowledge says, Yajmin vijyate sadomenam vijyatam bhavanti. If you simply understand the absolute truth, then you begin to know everything. No, I challenge. This is simply a purpada. If they had been, then what they had there? Why do they not go and make some business there? That brought some rocks and sand, that's all. Why they say there is no life? If the planet is there, we find there an experience that even within the earth, there is living entity. Within the water, there is living entity. In the air there is living entity, and what moon planet has done, there is no living entity. What is your answer? Although they are brought from sands and rocks, the sands and rocks are there, and there is no living entity. How is it possible? By experience we see here, sands and rocks are there. But there is a unity. And there you have got science and rock, but there is no unity. That's your answer to this challenge. And we get inquire from some Vedic literature that there are demigods, they are very highly elevated intellectual persons. They live for 10,000 years, and these people say there is no life. That's what we don't believe. First of all, go in your experience. Go anywhere. Even in the desert, there is living. So there are many reasons. You see, if you study, if you accept the basic conclusion, he says so much chance. So much chance. And you get the right information. That is purpose. So chanting a Hare Krishna mantra means associating with God directly. So by associating with God, gradually you become purified. That's why if you associate with fire, you become warm, gradually. This is the example. We put one iron rod in the fire. It is one man, and then it is red hot. And it is red hot, it is no longer iron rod to the fire. It touches that iron rod anywhere, it will burn. Similarly, if you associate with God, then you become godly. You become purified. And it is easy. That is so simple. The Vedic Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare three times, say again. It is this, it is this, it is this. Hello, Nasriva, Nasriva, Nasriva. But you don't know how. If you follow the very instruction, then you get it. Without arguing. And what is the difficulty there? Then why there is argument? Why not try it? Such a simple method. Which even a child can do, if this child is asked, you are chanting, so you're chanting that way.
Yes.
Such a yoga system, which can be accepted by a child. And the Vedic knowledge says, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Why do I do this? Why this obstinate? Our program is very simple. Can we understand Hare Krishna mantra? Dance, so far. Even if you don't dance, technical prasadam. Go on. Why there is so much objection to this? You don't ask anything, but in Savior, which you don't, and press your nose and make your hand, and you got so many. So what do you do? You don't ask anything. Just judge the method. Not a body. Why do you do it? You answer. But why do you do it? This simple method, this sublime method. Why there is a this? Yes.
Because there are so many institutions, there are so many sects, so many religious,
But here there is no, sect. We call Indian, we call European, American, African, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Shudra. At least here there is no sect. Why they are bringing sect
know what at the moment.
There may be some other rascal, that is there.
Yeah.
Here there is no rascal. Here is your, that anyone, you are welcome. Where is the question of sex?
No, not over here. I am telling
you. What is that not to do with it?
Unless they are convinced or unless they see.
What is the condition? What is the condition? You can't have it. What is the necessity of money?
Yeah, but there might be Hare Shiva, might be so many people coming there.
That's why I say business personally.
If they know the difference for the real thing, the real.
The price is already there. But they have trust us, they do not know. It is better and clear and the basic knowledge. The Bhagavad Gita said, those who worship other very gods, they are rusted. Hitabhyana. That is clear as day. So if you want to remain rascal, how can I be found? Hitabhyana. What does it mean, Hitabhyana? You know this is not it? Yes, Hitabhyana means one has lost his intention. That means he is a rascal. This is clear as day. Kamasvasva Hitabhyana Jadanti and Nadyavata. Antaya Sufalam Tesham Tad Bhavati Alpamedhasam. Even if you get results, these are results from the danger. This is the Antava. It will be finished. It will be finished. Tatma Bhutya. Therefore, people who are Alpamedhasam, less intelligent, they are satisfied with some temporary part. That's all. Now there is a big day man, Navaratri, Durga. That's all right. Durga is pray, Dhanam Dehi, Rupapati Bhajjan Dehi, Vasur Dehi, Dhanam Dehi, all right. God is Durga gives you. But how long will you enjoy this? As soon as your body is finished, your beautiful wife, your money, your fame, everything is finished. Therefore, Alpamedhasam, less interest. Their brain substance is very small, therefore they are happening. The problem is eternal life. We all clear interest. But we don't accept the Vedas. That is the reason.
Because they are not
interested
in the truth.
But if you want to hear the things, they are not coming, they are accepting.
They will come.
That is the only problem. They are come out, please.
People will come.
Yes?
Once they know. Because now they have become.
Anything going on in the name of religion, but it is simply cheating, that is thrown out. That also you cannot prove properly at the present moment. There is Durga Puja and as they are describing the factors you cannot do. That is also simply humbug. There are so many rules and regulations. But what for me? You cannot therefore it is say, follow Nasdeva, 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 Gauri Ramasa. You cannot do it properly. Suppose if I perform yoga, or where is this your he? It's already gone. So what is the use of putting a 3 foot of ghee and putting a yoga? Make it so. Because they have zero why to be cheated, and they are cheated by the cheater. That is the point. They want to be teachers. What can be done? If you teach us too, we get a very good master, but we need teachers.
They come.
Yes, I am God. I am going to call the teacher. This you should be strong, and you should be begging, Harinama, 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 you should be, and you should be able. Simple. Dharmasthana kutapunsa vishtasena pakhasya no padai yo dhivu dhiri samaya eva hi kyuva. Whatever your religion is, that's all right. By performing it very nicely, if you do not develop Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, it is simply vishtasena. So he'll go, kindly, thank you. Being interpreted in so many ways. That's really nonsense. And therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Somebody says it is yogic vyakha, some is jnanic vyakha, this vyakha, that vyakha.
And then it will become difficult to follow which one to follow. And so
people should know that they should be little intelligent. Therefore, without being intelligent, you cannot make a problem. Ignorance is the cause of all division. So, Bhagavad Gita, if you have read Bhagavad Gita, it is said there that Bhagavad Gita is being fruit towards you. And Krishna says that I am teaching this Bhagavad Gita again, although I taught this philosophy to the Sangha so many millions of years ago. Again I am teaching the same to you. Why? To me, there are so many others. He says, no, not to see, because you are my guru. So how one can understand Bhagavad Gita who is not a devotee of Krishna? What right you have got? He means to preach this philosophy to the devotee. How the non-devotees? They can understand. They do not understand Bhagavad Gita, I see in their right commentary. Suppose I'm a preacher, a spiritual scientist background, and here is Mr. Sarna, he is a goldsmith. So if I write on a book, I'm a goldsmith. What is the value of this book? Is there any value? So Bhagavad Gita is meant for devotee. Why the other Russians write and comment? Simply waste their time and mislead others. This is what.
Changing has happened here.
Everywhere is happening. All over, we are discovering all over the world. Simply people are being cheated. And who are to be cheated?
And now if you bring truth in front of them, still they will say that.
That is what can be said.
Thinking that people will come here with myself and go to the beach. So, expecting them here.
But we can do anyway.